The corruption trial of Congressman Shaka Fattah wrapped up today with closings from the defense. Just back from the federal courthouse in Philadelphia, and joining me live is WHYY's Aaron Mozell. Aaron, start us off with a review of the charges.
Sure. So the government indictment covers a series of schemes. I'll focus on the ones that include Fattah, which is four out of the five schemes. The first one, and perhaps the most headline-grabbing one, alleges that Fattah took an illegal $1 million loan while he was running for Philadelphia mayor in 2007. This is the year that Michael Nutter won, and this is because the campaign was cash-strapped and behind in the polls. Fattah then, with the help of his co-defendants, steals federal grants and charitable donations to help repay part of the loan the campaign uses. Fattah is also accused of using campaign cash to help pay off some of his son's college loan debt. Prosecutors also say Fattah encouraged a political consultant to set up a sham nonprofit so it could receive federal grants. This is to settle up a debt with that consultant. And lastly, Fattah allegedly takes bribes from a wealthy friend looking to become a U.S. ambassador. In exchange, he sends, this is Fattah, recommendation letters to U.S. Senator Bob Casey, Obama staffers. Fattah even hand delivers one to President Obama himself.
So yesterday it was the government's turn to tie all those schemes together to make its closing case.
Right. So and that took about almost 3 hours, its closing argument was. The government essentially said that Fattah was a quarterback of a criminal enterprise that included four co-defendants that he'd known for years. And together they went on what prosecutors called a white-collar crime spree. And while they weren't all involved in each of the schemes, as I mentioned, they all stepped up to the plate when Fattah called their number over and over again. That's what the government argued.
Today was the defense's turn.
Right. So the defense, you know, Fattah's lawyer in his closing said there was no credible evidence linking the congressman to any of the crimes laid out in the indictment against him. His name doesn't appear on any documents. His signature isn't anywhere. There are no emails or voice recordings that spell out any of this. And so what this all really boils down to, as his lawyers argued, is a smear against Fattah, who is one of the city's most recognizable political names. Similar themes were echoed during the closing arguments delivered on behalf of Fattah's co-defendants. Over and over, it was argued that the government cherry-picked facts and documents and threw logic to the wind to make their case.
It's been a month-long case. What has Fattah's demeanor been, especially toward the end?
So Fattah, basically throughout this case, has been a pretty cool customer. On the face of it, it doesn't appear that he's terribly concerned by the charges he faces. At times during the closing arguments over these past couple of days, he was even seen grinning. And today, during a pretty blistering rebuttal by the government, this is the government's final pitch to jurors before they get the case, before they start deliberating, Fattah popped what appeared to be a cookie into his mouth. This is immediately after a prosecutor pointed directly at him while he was giving remarks.
What kind of cookie?
He wouldn't say. He wouldn't say. We did ask.
Look, the case has already cost him his career. He lost a re-election bid to State Representative Dwight Evans in April's Democratic primary. It ended a three-decade stint in Washington. What's next now that the closing arguments have wrapped up?
So now it's up to the judge to instruct the jury on what is expected to be pages and pages of instructions, kind of how they should tackle and look at this case. Which is extremely complex, has a lot of moving parts, a lot of defendants, and then they'll deliberate. It's not clear how long that'll take. It'll probably take some time, though. It could be this week, could be early next week. We'll have to see.
Thanks, Aaron.
Sure thing.
WHYY's Aaron Mozell on Newsworks Tonight.